When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Evening, everyone. Welcome to the Manchester United Weekly Podcast. I'm Harry Robinson. I'm walking along it's a beautiful day. It's a lovely sunset in Manchester. And I'm walking towards Old Trafford in the direction of a lovely sunset. I'm just walking past Pomona tram station, which is just above me to my right. And I'm walking along the Bridgewater Canal, which is reflecting this kind of 5:30 p.m., 6 p.m. sunset beautifully, and the sunset's in the direction I'm walking. If I turn behind me, I can see Deansgate and the skyscrapers of Castlefield, and above them is a beautiful full moon. It's a lovely evening, and this is a lovely walk. I had planned to get the bus to Old Trafford tonight, but I was in town and early. And so I thought, why not? And it's been lovely. Anyway, enough about my walk. Off to United, yeah, for the first time since... Well, the last time I came to Old Trafford was for... was it Manchester United's last European game at home? It could well have been. My memory's slipping there. But for RB Leipzig at home, the Champions League. And that night, Marcus Rashford saw off what were then Germany's informed team, top of the Bundesliga at the time. Well, a Marcus Rashford hat-trick. Saw them off in some style. United won 5-0. Mason Greenwood and Anthony Martial got the other two goals. I think Greenwood the first and Martial sandwiched in between Rashford's. And tonight, Thursday, the 25th of February, I believe... I could be wrong on that front. 2021, and Marcus Rashford is celebrating his fifth year anniversary as a Manchester United player 5 years ago today. At about this time, Rashford will have been arriving at Old Trafford in Manchester United's team coach. He'd been called up to the squad due to injuries all over the team to not only United's first team players, but also to James Wilson and Ashley Fletcher. And Will Keane was out on loan. And in that environment, Marcus Rashford stepped up when Anthony Martial suffered a warm-up injury. And in came Rashford. And, well, it's a cliche, but the rest is history. I'm just watching the pillars of metal that protrude from the crown of Old Trafford are just coming into view against the sunset. I've got the tram on my right, the train on my left, the motorway a bit further to my left, and the canal on my right as well, just walking over Throstlenets Bridge. And yeah, 5 years for Rashford, and this was a slender kid from Withenshaw who wasn't meant to play, but he impressed in training. And then he really impressed in the game. And I was watching back the game the other day, and it's funny, I'm just going to stop to take a photo because this canal is beautiful. It's reflecting the moon now I've turned around. But yeah, I was watching the game back the other day and remembered that Manchester United went behind in that game to FC Midtjylland, the Norwegian Minnows. And yeah, and United did get themselves back in. Rashford scored twice, and 4 days later on the Sunday, he was scoring twice again against Arsenal. I think that's one of the great weeks of the post-Fergie era. Not because the victories were good. 5-1 against Midtjylland, but United soon went out of the competition. 3-2 against Arsenal, yeah, brilliant. But United did poorly in the league that year. but that week watching this skinny, lanky kid, this Mancunian, scored two doubles, a double-double, as Martin Tyler said in the commentary against Arsenal. It was just unbeatable. And I think, and this gives a nice segue into tonight's chat, but that is one of the great feelings of being a football fan and a Manchester United fan. And it applies to every team, but given the history of Manchester United, I'm not going to say more than any other team, but certainly applies a great deal that watching an academy player come into, I'm just running across the road, sorry, but watching an academy player come into your team and do well is up there with the very best of football feelings. And we saw that last week against Real Sociedad. Not an academy player. It'll be a bit of car noise for a second, I'm afraid. Not an academy player, but Amad Diallo made his debut against Real Sociedad in Turin, Italy. And then against Newcastle United at Old Trafford only last Sunday. Sola Shoretire made his debut off the bench. And those two players are very talented ones. And I'm hoping I'll get the chance to watch them in the flesh tonight. And I'm hoping that Solskjaer feels it's the right time to give them an opportunity, whether that's from the start or from the bench. And the other player of interest for me tonight is Ethan Galbraith, a 19-year-old Northern Irish midfielder who's played a couple of times for Northern Ireland now. He's one of the few Manchester United players from the club's academy to represent his country at a senior level before he did so for United. I'm just walking past Victoria Warehouse, where now hosts big events like the Warehouse Project. I came here for a night out once about 18 months ago and left in the early hours of the morning and looked around to my left and saw the Theatre of Dreams. And well, that was a nice feeling. But yeah, could be a great night. 19-year-old Ethan Galbraith, a really technically gifted and talented midfielder. He's got this balance of confidence, technique, vision. He plays in that pivot role at the, not quite at the base of midfield. He can play at the base of midfield. But he's one of those midfielders who, you know, just loves being on the ball. He loves getting a touch of the ball, looking up and trying to find that perfect pass. And to be honest, out of all the midfielders in United's squad, I'd probably say he's most similar to Paul Pogba. And he's not as tall as Pogba and he's not as strong as Pogba. But he's got that, you know, that ability. It's quite a unique Pogba trait to chest the ball down, take a touch on your knee, touch with your shoulder, touch on your chest, and then lift it above the opponent's head. Well, Galbraith has a bit of that about him. He's a player I really like, and United signed him in 2017. He'd been over for trials before that at under-15s level. But he came over from Northern Ireland in 2017. He signed his contract in the corridors of Old Trafford alongside Nicky Butt and Ryan Giggs. And he's excelled, actually. The Northern Ireland coaches, I didn't mean to say that in a Northern Irish accent. The Northern Ireland coaches have often spoken about how Ethan Galbraith is like a sponge. He takes in everything you tell him. He listens, he learns. I think United's coaches can agree with that. But he, when he first came into the team, or into the club really, he was obviously behind the what was then and still is, although they've now gone their separate ways temporarily, but the long-term partnership of James Garner, a Merseyside-born midfielder, and Dylan Levitt, a Welsh midfielder from North Wales. And they played from the age of 8 together and have always had a great partnership and have complemented each other's games. I'm just stopping to take a picture of Old Trafford. It's been a while since I was here. And I'm sure you can understand that it's very nice to be back. I'm very fortunate to be here tonight, reporting for Vavil and for you. Sorry for the car noise. It'll be here for a couple of minutes and then I'll wrap things up and go into the ground. But yeah, Galbraith did really well to come through and get past James Garner and Dylan Evatt. And he's been helped this season by their departures, to be fair. Garner initially went to Watford, Levitt to Charlton. Both of those loan moves were then cancelled in January, and Garner headed to Nottingham Forest, where he's having a great time under Chris Hughton. Brilliant move for that, him. Way better than Watford. And Dylan Levitt has gone to NK Istra in Croatia. Interesting move. And we'll see how that works out. I don't think he's yet made his debut, but I think he's coming very soon. And Galbraith has come into the under-23s and certainly up until Christmas was their best player alongside Arnaud Puigmal. Since Christmas, I think Hannibal and Shola Shoretire have come into their own a bit. Galbraith has had to fill in at centre-back behind a midfield, which he would really like to be in, due to injuries. Will Fish, Ted and Mengi handed out on loan to Derby County. Will Fish injured, and United are left with a very makeshift centre-back line in which Galbraith played. And to be honest, he struggled. He gave away the ball too much. His positioning wasn't always there. He got played through too many times. He had some really good moments, but he's not a centre-back. He knows that. United's coaches know that. And it's not a bad thing to say. It's not a criticism of him. It's just not his position and not his game. But he came back into midfield against Arsenal. United won 3-0. And then again against Everton. United lost that one, but Galbraith was the best player for United. And he's a lovely midfielder. He plays balls between the lines. He plays Hollywood balls over the top, diagonal balls. The kind of diagonal balls that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer loves United to play, with Greenwood or Rashford running off the shoulder of the defence and one of the midfielders pinging that pass over. Now, I don't know if he's going to start tonight. By the time you listen to this, you'll know whether he started or not, but I thought I'd give you a bit of an idea of the kind of player Ethan Galbraith is. As I say, he's got that brilliant harmony between confidence, technique and vision. Got to wrap things up. I'm walking. I've had to walk past Old Trafford, quite a long way past. And I hope imagine I might be heavy breathing slightly. I hope that's not, I don't want to say turn off, but I am. And then I go into a bridge next to Wharfside Way. I think it's the John Gilbert Way Bridge or something. But yeah, I'll be speaking to you today. I'm going to wrap things up for non-patrons here. Thanks for listening. This episode is recorded for and supported by the Manchester United Weekly Podcast patrons. If you want to listen to the rest, well, I'll be talking inside Old Trafford, reviewing the game, talking during the game, giving some insight into what the coaches are saying to the players, what the players are saying to each other. And then after talking to my co-host, Jack Tate, if you want to hear that, go to our Twitter at UTD Weekly Pod. That's POD at the end there, and sign up and become a patron. There'll be a link on the Twitter. It's about, you can do it for 2, 3, 5, 10, 15, 20 pounds a month, whatever tickles your fancy, floats your boat. So I'll wrap things up there. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the game. Well, you would have enjoyed the game already. I hope you enjoyed the game. I hope United have gone through. It's a problem with talking pre-match. And I'll see you soon. Patrons, you're going to get some more from inside and from outside after the game. So I'll speak to you soon. Sports Social Podcast Network.